This is the topical start to... Stuart got it. To the fluffer.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Let's just rewind. Welcome. This is the fluffer. People didn't know what was going to happen in 2001. People thought maybe some kind of space odyssey. But actually, it's the fluffer. One of the most... Maybe I'm going to say... unsettling films that we've watched.
Haven't you watched Censored Rape Gay Porn? And Murder?
Yeah, didn't we have a whole domestic abuse?
Yeah, but
I'm sure child kidnapping was in one of them. But this is unsettling you.
Look, many of you probably aren't all that aware of this. This is basically a film about a guy who's confused by his sexuality, goes to work for porn people, becomes a bit of a fluffer, falls in love with a gay porn star called Johnny Rebel. Tune in for the rest.
But the point of the fluffer is to get the male porn star ready for action.
Lesson number one.
This is the tagline of the film. Love is hard. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I mean, double entendres aside, it is hard, isn't it?
It's hard and it's easy.
Oh.
Is that all hard? Why would you fucking bother?
Well, as I like to say, no pain, no gain.
Oh yeah. My god, don't smuggle in another quote which you know I hate. The
Vince
quote
Centro.
Is, love is hard.
Lust is easy, love is hard.
Oh, that's good.
Happy with that?
That would have been a better tagline.
I don't know if I'm happy. I mean, they're both quite arbitrary sayings, really. Love doesn't have to be hard, does it? Does it?
I don't think it does.
I think the commitment in... involved in love makes it hard because times aren't always easy.
No, come on. You get ups and downs in your long-term relationships.
Ups and downs.
Well, relationships are hard. Is love hard?
Well, I'm assuming they go hand in hand just for the purposes of this. Mm. Or like unrequited love, very hard.
Mm.
Very hard. So love can be hard, but to equate it...
Love can be hard, so can a lot of things.
Lección número dos.
He's got a great body, knows how to fuck, 10-inch dick, they just won't quit, and it's a real squirter. My question is, about it, what's the deal with penises? And do they matter?
What's the deal with them?
Does it matter? Does it matter?
Does size matter, or do penises matter?
Okay. Well, all of these things, squirting,
man,
quitting.
Well, let's go, what's the first thing?
After enough...
Great body, matter?
After like the last one out of your lady, she usually went, try.
I think in gay porn these things do matter, don't they?
Well, apparently 75% of the video has to be penetration, and it's all about the money shot.
Do some people not squirt? Some people just dribble.
I don't know much about gay porn, but I don't know if it's all about the money shot in porn in general.
I think I was talking to some people, and they said that they usually finish before the money shot. Okay, right, 10-inch dick. Does that matter?
I'll be fucking scared of that thing.
Alex?
10 inches? Can someone give me a visual?
I think any of us could give you a visual.
I'm not very good at judging. I'm
really
hard, not soft.
Everyone's always like, cock should be big, but I always think it's symmetrical, isn't it?
No, I don't.
Vaginas need to be equally big. And
no, they're small. The smaller the vagina, the relative bigness.
It's like,
of
you know, to me, to you, you know, you put in a little bit, they put in a little bit, and then you meet somewhere in the middle.
They should be small.
Yes.
To make the cock seem big. I can't believe
I just
said cock on the internet.
It's been said before. Logically, there has to be somewhere on the spectrum the dick that is too big.
I'm pretty sure.
If God has an infinitely big dick, can he make a vagina big enough to put it in?
He just won't quit. Is it good that a man does not quit?
Well, that was the part that carried the story, really, the fact that his dick did quit. I always imagined... that the best way to be a porn star is to have a once over by yourself first, and then take Viagra, and that means you can go for like a long time.
Stuart's sexual secrets.
That's how I imagine.
For the rest, so pay £60 a month.
Because they have to go for quite a while, don't they? And do all kinds of different.
I think just certain people have that skill that they can
the stamina.
Control it. Like
squirting. Does that matter?
No,
I always thought that was a word attributed to porn girls. Because men are squirting.
I've never seen the appeal of that, but do women like to see a, quote, real squirter?
In terms of, you know...
Reproducing?
Yeah, like, it's going to be more beneficial to have a squirter because it's going to go further.
Well, maybe that's why you like it so much.
You think that what it comes down to in the end, that's the base... the base feelings of sexuality.
I don't care. So I'm trying to reduce it to its main, you know, reproductive function.
I don't really know if I can judge what's good or not in gay porn.
Oh, come on. Maybe squirting.
Like
that.
Oh, well, Lauren. Maybe squirting is really awesome for them.
Yes.
In straight porn,
yes.
Does the man matter to you? Really, if you think about it.
Does it have to be hot? Well, if it was a really ugly man, would you just be distracted by him?
Yes.
Yeah, but then again,
would you actually prefer there,
like,
to be a nice strapping man as a kind of benchmark?
Well, if it's an ugly man, then you kind of think, wow, you know, if he can do it, then I can definitely do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I tend to frame out the women. The men.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Freud is rolling.
Don't put this in there.
Freud is rising from his grave.
He frames them out.
Rise from the...
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Don't worry.
Absolutely what I meant.
You're fine.
Johnny Rebel is being interviewed in a porn video, or about porn video, and then he says he's been in prison, and they say, what law did you break? And he says, the law of averages. Do you think it is against the law to break any of the laws of averages?
Oh my God. I can't.
Is it not fair to other people if your penis is bigger than everyone else's?
No, I don't really mean anything about penises. Obviously, he might be talking about that. But are there any laws that you can think about where you're guilty just for breaking the law of averages?
What about the average speed limit zones?
Oh.
That's a very good one.
Average speed detection, yeah? Mm. Yeah. That's what I don't want any questions about the question, Alex. I want things like that, for sure.
I don't know what the law of averages is.
Sure, what's the law of averages?
Well, Tro, the law of averages is a lay term used to express a belief that outcomes of a random event shall even out with a small sample.
I think I was reading in the New Scientist recently that...
Wait, is he saying for every Johnny Rebel, there exists like a Johnny Puny?
Look, what he meant was that his dick was bigger than average. That's what he meant, wasn't it?
Was he breaking the law?
I think pornography breaks the law of averages, because if you take an average sample size among pornography actors, I bet most measurements will be...
And that's against the law?
...of averages.
Lezione numero tre.
Gay for pay. Apparently, gay for pay is easy money. Would you... I'm looking at the couples, really. But would
you, the couple...
Are you happy? Would you be happy if, you know, Stuart was doing a gay for pay style job?
I'd be ecstatic.
So gay for pay means that you're a straight man working in the gay industry. Apparently, you know, highly lucrative, highly lubricative. What... Do you think, well, and also, if you had a straight friend who was doing gay for pay, would you respect or disrespect that person?
I can't see it. Just being possible.
You can't see it being possible?
How can you just suddenly be aroused by something?
Alex, to quote something that's going to come later, just because someone does gay sex doesn't mean they're gay.
Yeah, Alex, have you seen lesbian porn?
Right.
They're not lesbians.
So there must be a little bit.
Yeah, he is a little bit gay, but he has the kids. So
that's just proving my
point. You can't
talk
like that, like.
Yeah. So you.
If films are to be taken as facts, blah, 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 blah.
But you're never going to get to the truth of that matter, really, because, you know, you're going to get people denying they're gay through. But you're never actually going to know whether they are.
Do you agree with the statements that everyone is on a continuum? From straight to gay, or
human scale.
A continuum. Yeah,
like a spectrum. I think spectrum is the word you're probably looking for.
These are all good words. All, continuum is fine.
Spectrum. I think spectrum is the best word. Yeah, the gay spectrum. Do you think everyone's on a spectrum, or do you think it is more of a kind of binary, kind of
trinary,
straight, trinary, gay, straight, or bisexual?
I think it's spectrumatic.
You think it's spectrumatic?
Yes.
Okay, is that word?
It is now.
It is now, Alex.
I think it's a motorway, but you can change lanes.
What the hell?
You're a bit arty, don't you?
It's a motorway, but you can change lanes. So
I'm not sure I'm immediately...
understand.
So it's not exactly the same as a motorway.
Well, you can be in different lanes, but it's not really like you can be between two lanes. You can't be slightly gay. Can you? The spectrum implies that there are sort of like degrees of gay. From not gay to... totally gay.
I think you can feel comfortable with either sex, but I think ultimately you are gay or straight.
I don't know. See,
I disagree.
I disagree because you have the gay side and you have the straight side, and you can be bisexual, and I think a lot of people who are bisexual tend to lean one way or the other, and that's when you're in the spectrum. I think the bisexual takes up the biggest part of the spectrum.
Didn't we have the scale once, and then we were like, where are you? And you were like, oh, here.
This is the hidden extra.
This is gay. Stuart said he was here.
Okay. I think that's a bit far.
That's definitely 4.5.
Yeah, but... Okay, you were just putting your hand
in. 4.5.
Not 10, probably 4.5. So nearly at a bisexual mark.
Yeah, no, I'm not that close to bisexual.
You did do that.
Change your number.
That's really? One point.
You've gone down
six.
Oh, round for two.
Is that just because you can appreciate a nice looking man, basically? You don't want to screw his balls off.
Alex, on the spectrum, where are you?
Fuck it. 7. I can't say something.
I think that you're more than 1.6.
Oh my God.
And I think that I would probably be...
I don't think it's quantifiable, really.
Yeah, it's true in the numbers. Because I don't believe in the spectrum system. I think I'm pretty straight.
I don't know. 2?
You just said you were... Oh, okay,
because
right.
You think
so
I'm higher?
More gay than Stuart.
No, I was saying I don't think Stuart's 1.6.
I'll take 3 if you want to.
Oh
like,
my god!
I'm not going to speculate.
You know what? Stuart will probably know more than you how gay he is. Just saying.
Well, I don't
yeah,
know
we might be working
that.
On different scales here.
Right. Okay. I see your 3. I'm going to raise it to 3.5.
So you think? I'm
not
a gay battle.
I'm not.
Definitely
say,
more gay than Alex.
To say that I'm like. One
really?
Would be like to say, oh, I'm super manly, straight,
Alex,
fucking women,
Alex
girls.
I'm gonna go for a kind of repressive
0.8. You
yeah.
Just called yourself a 3.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I don't think I am a 3. You can have sex on a 3.
Okay,
pay attention.
Right. Okay, I'm getting to the point now, which is, let's say that Stuart is a 3, then he's not that far away from a 5. And so why not, if the money's good enough, do a bit of gay sex, pay for gay.
Because he's married, that's why.
That's a good one.
Well, we're going to come to that later. What about Alex? Alex is currently, you know...
Well, I don't get the mindset of pay for gay. I don't know how you could, like, find yourself aroused by something which you're not aroused by. Could you find yourself aroused enough to perform in a situation which you do not find arousing?
Well, he has the Viagra, doesn't he?
What?
Viagra doesn't
work
like that.
I don't have the Viagra.
Not you.
Oh,
you.
Right.
Well, you need to be sexually aroused for Viagra to work.
Really?
It doesn't just make you super.
You sound like a man that knows this intimately.
No, but it's common knowledge.
It's not common knowledge to me.
It's common knowledge to me.
It's common knowledge to...
Because you've taken Viagra.
I could have imagined that it might be common knowledge, to be honest. I mean,
it is common knowledge. It was in Focus magazine. Did you ever read Focus magazine?
It has to work with what's there.
The hell is Focus magazine?
Focus magazine is like New Scientist Light.
I thought Focus L-I-T-E. Is like focusing on an erection, that kind of thing. Like a magazine dedicated to getting
it up. You have to be aroused.
It doesn't just make you some kind of hot air balloon all the time. Otherwise, it would be like disabling.
That's a fantasy. I haven't gone there.
Okay.
Hang on. You have to be aroused. You don't have to just be capable, because you do give it to men that just.
Viagra only works on you if you are aroused.
What's your number?
Oh God, I said they're repressive 0.8.
Oh, less than 10. Not more than 4.
Oh,
but not
4.
Less than 2.
Mm-hmm. 3.
Doesn't feel right.
Would you say that women are generally a bit more gay than men are gay?
Yeah, because they're always touching each other.
That's hot.
Women are a bit more gay. That's hot.
A little bit hot.
That's so hot.
Okay.
Okay.
Next question.
Yeah.
Feel free to pause the tape at this point, and we'll see you in a second.
I need to go somewhere.
I love you when you're unconscious. This is what the girlfriend of Johnny Reb says to him when he comes home after having taken lots of crystal meth. And falls asleep. Do you think it's possible to love unconscious people?
Oh my god. Like, why only when they're unconscious?
It's possible to love people and for those people to sometimes be unconscious.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean...
Right.
If someone was, let's say, in a coma, would that be possible to love them still?
Where are they in a coma before or after
like
you started
film,
going
like,
out?
Like the film Coma, people like that.
No, why are you sleeping?
Or like Friends.
Why are you sleeping? Wasn't that a film about a guy and a girl
yes,
in a coma?
Yes, it was. That is a great
what?
Film.
Was it? What happened?
But she fell in love with him before he was in the coma.
Ooh. Itu mama bien.
Yeah.
Is that the one I'm talking
no,
about?
No, that's not. No. But you are thinking of that Spanish film.
Yes.
I bet you Google Spanish coma film right now, see what comes up.
Spanish coma film.
Talk to her.
There we go.
There you go.
What's it in Spanish?
Hable con ella. Ah! What's that? What's Florence Nightingale syndrome? Is that the other way around?
She invented
Botox.
That's
falling in love with your nurse.
Is it? Well, what's the opposite of that?
Munchausen syndrome?
Nurses fall in love with their patients?
Stockholm, yeah, I was going to say that.
If you're a nurse...
Cotard's delusion, that's when you think you're dead.
English patient?
No, look, stop naming syndromes. And patients.
English patient is not a syndrome. Except for bad film syndrome.
If you're a nurse that sorts out a coma guy or girl every day...
Yeah.
I reckon you can get an affection with him, and if you're a bit of a weird nurse, you can probably fall in love.
Unfortunately, I think there are weird nurses. So it's a weird kind of tending for someone, kind of attraction.
You can fabricate an illusion in your head of what they're like, and fall in love with that imagery and not actually.
Do you think it's easier to fall in love with? Well, not fall in love with. Let's say easier to find someone attractive if they're asleep or awake.
Some people look pretty gross when they're asleep.
Don't look at me like that when you say that.
I didn't.
Look at
your yogurt pot.
No, to scientifically test this, we would.
I'm telling you what
each
we do.
Look at a woman both being awake but not doing anything, and being asleep and not doing anything.
No, we found more attractive. Not being awake and not doing anything, like just talking and stuff.
Stuart, am I hotter awake or asleep?
Awake.
Oh.
That was a good answer.
It's not science, but. You can get more of a feeling for the personality of someone when they're awake and doing things.
Well, that's a standard answer.
They're really annoying.
But
you can fantasise about someone when they're asleep, the same way you fantasise about the poster of whatever.
Yeah. Hasselhoff. And Gina Jolie. What?
That's a
3.8. And rising.
And rising.
Lesson numéro 4.
Where do they find all these gay people? That's a quote from Stuart, not the film. So I know I'm taking... Yeah, I know this is unorthodox at this point, but where do they find all those gay people?
Well, I am interested in this, not so much the way you might think.
5.6.
I have a friend who has a lot of gay friends. And
are they friends in relevance?
No. And it seems that every person that she meets turns out to be gay. And I don't know where they all come from. And it just seems to me that...
She's a baghead.
Well, it's like the Midas touch. The gay Midas touch.
Well, I think that it basically just shows me that there are a lot... Anyway, what it has shown me is that actually there's a lot more gay people than I thought in just your everyday life.
Yeah, well, if we got up whatever it is, Gaydar or what's the other one, the way you get the YouTube and it... You get an iPhone and it just tells you where the next gay man is that has sex with...
Surprisingly, I haven't heard of this.
There's an iPhone app which is like called
whatever.
Fluffer.
There are lots of gay people.
There are loads of gay people.
California.
I simultaneously am surprised how few gay people I know.
I didn't That's know true. That many, but I know many now. Many of them.
I know a gay woman. I don't know any gay men.
Raison sur go.
What planet are you on? Do I look like I want to be a fucking father? Johnny Reb says this. Do you think you can be in porn and be a father?
You shouldn't be.
Well, pregnant porn, isn't that quite a niche?
Is it? Apparently?
Yeah.
That's slightly different.
It is. I mean, it's not as popular as George Washington's severed head.
When you say, is it a niche, are you...
I didn't say
Do you
that.
Mean, does it exist? Or
oh, I did.
Is it mainstream?
It's not so out there as to be, niche. It is... Well, I mean, it's obviously a fetish, but it is fairly involved.
So you can still... So I thought when you start, when you get pregnant, then, if you're in porn or if you're a stripper, then that's it. You don't get any money for a while.
No.
But you think that's it. You can actually increase your...
I think stripping is more difficult.
Yeah, if you want to exploit your unborn child.
That's the problem, you have to sell yourself a little bit more.
So Lauren's a bit anti this, I'm picking up vibes. You don't really think... Do you think you could raise a child if you're both in the sex industry?
With some difficulty, but if you do, in your mind, treat it as just any other job, then yeah, I reckon you could.
But
which I think they do.
Well, they do, but then this film definitely reinforces the stereotype that everyone in porn's a bit weird and not really very well adjusted.
The main guy is actually fairly well balanced. Fairly
what are you
normal.
Talking about? He's completely screwed up.
He has some neuroses, he has some issues with unrequited love, but don't we all...
On a Selma and Louise style trip.
Selma and Louise?
Who is it?
Selma.
Oh, call you on that one.
He went on a Selma and Louise style trip with a gay porn star who just killed the head of the gay porn industry.
But he loved him. He wanted to get him out of trouble.
He was a bit screwed up. And then all the time, I was thinking about the time he was abused as a child by his neighbour.
What kind of fucking film would it be if they were all in gay porn, but very well-adjusted, nice people? It wouldn't be a film.
I've read a true story book by Victoria Corrin and Charlie Skelton where they went and made a porno film, Once More With Feeling. It was quite interesting because first of all they went to LA and they met like pornographers because they were just trying to get a feel for how these things are made and stuff. And in the LA porn scene, everyone was pretty much well adjusted. Everyone was friends. They kind of had families, and when they left the set, they went on and they did their normal lives and things. But then they went to Europe, everyone seemed to be really fucked up and just doing it for pennies.
Really?
And we're all like in weird love triangles and stuff.
Ooh.
So if you're gonna do it, go to LA. That's
I think you probably can raise a child under difficult circumstances. People do it all the time.
Just because they do it, I mean, they should do it.
It does raise the question when you know the kids ask what you do.
Daddy's an actor.
But also, I don't know how much you have to.
It's not something you can keep doing, is it? As well, it's not a great career prospect.
It's like footballer's career.
It's the time that he has it.
After a while, you graduate and you become a coach and then the manager.
Well, yeah, and they become like the camera people and the
director, producer. I probably become a producer.
You don't go from actor to fluffer, surely. That's like going from producer back to being a runner.
I would think that the internet is turning porn stars into fluffers and such like. I mean, I would think that it's pretty bad for the porn industry. I mean.
Ron Jeremy.
Or is that not true? That's what apparently everyone Jeremy hates the internet because it's kind of ruined the porn industry, except for fetishist things.
I think it's good for producers. I think it's blown the producer market wide open because anyone can do it, really.
They don't get any money for it. I mean,
that's the thing. How do you earn?
Yeah,
money
I don't know. I don't know who is paying for it though.
I've never paid.
Of course, the internet's going to be more niche because you can produce it for budget and free, and you can't spend that much money doing it professionally for a wider market because the market isn't there to sell it to.
Who's buying porn? Who buys magazine porn? I go into shops. There's always a whole top shelf of it. And who's buying?
I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe old people who don't know the internet, or maybe people who are like in marriages and they've got to check out their web history and stuff.
I reckon some people really like the actual physical paraphernalia, not just
They're high res.
It's like I prefer to read things on paper, and Stuart always reads things on screen.
So you would go out buy a porn mag. He would look at the porn video on the internet.
Lection number 6.
Abortion is sin. Abortion is sin.
Fucking hell.
Abortion is
sin. Shut up!
Abortion is sin. No, abortion is not sin.
No, abortion.
Well,
sin.
I don't believe in the concept of sin, but so we're going to have to hold one together here
that
we can work with.
But therefore, I don't think anyone really thinks.
Okay, well, no. Abortion actually probably is sin, but none of us think that there's such a thing as actual defined sin.
Do you think that the woman in this film was okay, justified by your standards to have an abortion?
No. She really wanted the baby, so she should have left.
But she didn't have a stable partner.
You can do it. If you really want it, and she probably could have baby hobbled together.
Isn't it her choice?
I think that if she made the decision, then she was justified. She wasn't forced by anyone to do it. She actually made the decision entirely by herself.
Yeah, but I think she regretted it. She really wanted the baby.
I think everyone who has an abortion regrets it.
I don't agree with that.
Now we've made another leap.
We need more films to justify this thing.
I think that even people who really, really think that it's definitely the right thing and want to have an abortion still would think, I wonder what would have happened.
Yeah.
That's a regret.
Yeah. Oh, no, okay, when I say regret,
feeling
okay,
sad
I didn't,
isn't...
I said,
You mean having a concept of another life?
Yes, okay.
That's not regret,
fine.
That's having an imagination.
Fair enough.
I think the most important thing is that they think, is this child going to have a good start in life and good support? And in this, you could see good reasons for thinking they weren't really going to have that, because...
He murdered someone and ran away to Mexico.
Yes. This is what I really want to know, though, and I want to know it from a woman. Let's say, you know, you're in a relationship, it's not really, like, very stable, it's a surprise pregnancy and stuff, and the woman's really upset about it. Do women want men to suggest that they have an abortion, or just basically go along with whatever the hell she says?
To take the guilt off. To take the guilt off. They might get angry, oh, do you suggest that? They might be secretly a bit like, okay, so I'm not alone in thinking this is a
It's difficult to be a game theory.
I think he wants support.
Game theory is a really good way of putting
but also,
it.
Also, unless they know immediately, I do want an abortion. If they're not sure, then there must be some inkling to have the child, and they can't be very happy if the guy's like, oh God, I'd prefer you to have an abortion.
But,
oh, thanks.
But you see, if you said, I would have a lot of opinions. I'd be like, well, you know, we're not stable, we're not, you know, we haven't got money, we haven't got, you know, blah, blah. I think you should have an abortion. Wouldn't be offended if I said that.
I don't know, it depends what they're thinking. How can I mock up a
woman for me, Lauren? Mock up
a mock up a woman. Can I choose myself?
Yeah. If I got no, that's not.
Jiaozhen Nanahao.
In the end, the main protagonist ends up on a hot sweaty night in Mexico with Johnny Reb, topless. And he doesn't say to him, I can't love you anymore. He says, I can't fluff you anymore. Now, do you think that a relationship could successfully happen between a fluffer and a fluffy?
He says you can't fluff him. Because you never stop loving him, but he has to stop fluffing.
Yeah, I think that was a...
Fluff is becoming really
nice. That was a quite sweet moment, I think. The main actor was very, very good.
Fluff is hard.
From the scene, it looked like he did fluff him again.
I think he did fluff him again, yeah. I think he did more than fluff him.
I don't think he fluffed him.
No, he was ambiguous. Stare, didn't he? He kissed him and then he stayed in his... But I think they fluffed.
I don't think they fluffed.
I don't think they fluffed. I think it was supposed to be a tender moment. You guys have fucked it up with your fertile gay imaginations.
It's always that one.
Yeah.
They need to. Lexion numero 8.
That's it, really.
I've got a bonus question, just out of curiosity.
You've been thinking about that for a long time.
No, I just... Do women need fluffing?
Oh!
No!
Because they're not instantly.
Reliably.
No?
I don't think there's any call whatsoever. I don't think there's any need for them to do anything genuinely.
No, of course. But you have to be ready, but you don't have to have a thing which is...
Women are reliably ready, aren't they? I mean...
No, they're not.
Oh, very interesting question.
I really feel like I've been sexually told off.
Okay, reliably ready as in it's possible.
Yeah.
Not reliably ready as in...
As in anyone can do it. Anyone
fucking hurt their...
Yeah, I think they need to Castrol GTX.
But anyone can do it. I mean, it's not...
Do not want to go for a dry drive.
Anyone can do what?
I mean, it's just a matter of time and effort, isn't it? It's not like you need a special person to do that. I mean,
why not?
To get them ready.
To squeegee to up.
So you're saying it's easier to fluff a woman than a man?
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
No, why in the hell is it easier to fluff a woman than a man?
Look at
Aren't women notoriously harder to... Like, please in bed.
Yeah, harder to please but not harder. Please. Not harder to
different.
Yeah.
Prepare.
They're gonna be pleased.
Have you seen the feat of engineering? Maybe you have. But have you seen the feat of engineering which goes on in a man? I mean, that's not something which happens in a woman. It's a matter of kind of slight dampening.
I think it's harder for a woman to get aroused completely. No bones about it.
Have comments, feedback, or suggestions for films to watch, email theproofisinthepopcorn@gmail.com.
Not whilst it's talking. Is that blood on your hand?
It's chocolate.
No.
Love.
Having sex with blue tits. Having sex with picture frames.
George Washington's severed head. My head immediately was at George Washington from the start.
Choose childlike Asians, amputees, or pregnant women.
Pregnant women. Oh my god!
I'm at the petrol station. I'd like pump number 6 and a copy of Titty Titties.
You should not write porn.
Man.
Lauren, if you ever need an abortion, you know you can come to us.
You can come to us.
Can I not get that on the NHS?
Yes, you probably can.